For now, zone in on some K-State baseball. The Bat-Cats off to a really nice start. They took care of business this past weekend with three wins over Eastern Illinois, beating a team that has struggled so far this year. And the latter game was a 14-0 Wildcat victory, but the impressive part about that and the footnote there, well, more the footnote, the headline from that game is what Parker Rigler did. In his second year as a starter for K-State, he winds up throwing the first no-hitter since 1991 and the first solo no-hitter since 1976. Lon Ostrom was the last to do it at K-State, who has been a part of the Manhattan High baseball program now for a long time. And that no-hitter was even just a seven-inning effort. This was the full nine for K-State's Parker Rigler, who was very impressive. I was on the fence about going to the baseball game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I decided to go.
Yeah.
First no-hitter that I've seen, and congratulations to Parker Rigler. Could not be a nicer, more humble kid, and he was really good.
Well, I can't tell you how sorry I am to admit that I wasn't there either. I was in the office working towards this week with the Big 12 tournament, all of the things that you have to do to be able to leave on Tuesday to go and so on and so forth, but I was kind of tracking it in the office, and one of the guys that I work with was texting me and said, "Hey, did you hear?" And I said, "Well, I didn't hear, but I basically had the, you know, the box score up on the website and that kind of stuff." And he later came into the office and he said, "One of the amazing things about it is he threw a no-hitter on a day where the wind was pretty consistent, yeah, blowing out at about 30 miles an hour."
Well, you just go
and
through
you think
the...
about that and you go, "Wow. That's impressive."
You go through the entire series. I mean, it was runs all over the place.
Yeah.
Game one, I think, was 15-10.
Game two, 12-11.
12-11. K-State comes back and wins it, continuing, by the way, to be really good in one-run games and not – you know, I mean, there are so many good things happening with this baseball team right now. But, yeah and then K-State scores 14, gets going early. Josh Ethier, K-State's number nine hitter, not known for power at all, had a three-run homer. And on that type of a day, yeah, Parker Rigler – winds up throwing the no-no.
I think that three-run home run basically came in that four-run second to kind of set the tone. K-State had 13 hits in the game. But you look at Rigler's line, obviously no hits, which is what we've been talking about. But in a nine-inning game, he throws just 103 pitches. K-State made one error behind him, and he walked two guys. I mean, that's pretty much in command now, no matter how you cut it.
And
that's big-time effort.
Six strikeouts, right?
Six strikeouts
for him. I mean,
yeah.
He's not really a dominant strikeout type of guy. I mean, he did have, actually, as I say, that a decent amount of strikeouts last year, but he's not – I guess when I think no-hitter, you know, you think of some pitcher coming in with a bunch of power and just dominating. That's
right.
Not really Parker Rigler's style, but he is very effective and could be pretty crafty, as he was certainly. There were good defensive plays behind him, as there is or as there are in any no-hitter typically,
right,
that you see. I can remember one by Jake Woodke in the eighth inning, I believe, smothered a ground ball very nicely to make a play. So, you know, everything came together in the perfect type of way, and Parker Rigler got it done. And he was I enjoyed the fanfare after the game. And I do have to say, for those that are Royals fans and watch what Joel Goldberg does with the Gatorade bass all the time after the games, one of the key parts is making sure that you stay in and don't bail out when you see it coming so that it actually works out. And
sure.
I would like to say that I was – standing there doing this interview with Parker Rigler, and I saw Jordan Floyd, and I don't remember who else was with him, but Jordan Floyd, who's kind of he's a jokester, he's a prankster, and he came up with the big Gatorade bucket. I held my ground until the very last minute, and then jumped out of the way, and they got him. So
they nailed him.
I helped make sure that
okay,
happened.
Okay, very good.
I played my part. And that's actually, you'll hear the Gatorade bucket, the Gatorade bath at the beginning of this interview with
that's
Parker
good.
Rigler.
Okay.
How'd that feel?
Oh, that was fantastic. Well, one for the memory books for sure.
Yeah. I guess I'm at the Gatorade bath too.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that Gatorade or water? I don't know.
It is,
yeah.
did you know early on that you were that kind of locked in?
I mean, I just tried to stay consistent throughout the game, you know, living low in the zone, keeping the ball in the outer half to the righties, just with the wind the way it was blowing today, you know, you don't want to lay up a ball up in the air. They get the ball up in the air today if there's a good chance it's going out. So you want to keep the ball down, and, you know, that's where you're going to have the most success.
Was there a point in the game where it started to enter in your mind that could be something that happened?
I mean, you always recognize in what situation you're in. You just try to not let it dictate how you play and how you attack hitters. You just try to, like I said earlier, just stay consistent and, you know, don't change anything up. I mean, I'm a little superstitious, you know. I had to sit in the same place in the dugout, you know, every inning and different things like that. But, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Guys and everybody avoid you in the dugout?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I try to get up when we score or somebody gets a big hit, you know, you can give them a high five and stuff, but I try to keep to myself a little bit too. Just a little bit. Nothing too solitary.
The last time one pitcher did this at K-State was 1976. Wow. I guess just to hear that, what's your reaction?
Wow, it's a true honor. I mean, you know, another day just playing baseball for me, and it was a lot of fun, you know, just getting half success the way that I did. But, you know, a lot of great bats, you know, throughout the game. You know, you put up 14 runs, it makes it a lot easier to go out and attack hitters and not have to, you know, be too perfect. And then absolute, you know, lockdown defense behind me. A lot of great plays made and a lot of, a lot of effort being put forth back there. And my catcher, Josh Rolette, behind the plate did a heck of a job too. Framing pitches, keeping the ball in front of them, and keeping the runners at bay. So he did an awesome job back there today too.
All right, there's Parker Rigler after his no-hitter. As I said, really, really humble, really humble guy.
Well spoken too.
Yeah.
Said a lot of good things there, I think. You know, you always have to give your catcher a lot of credit calling the game, and as we talked about, and then he reiterated it there to the right-handed hitters, if you don't keep it down, it's going to go out today with a 30-mile-an-hour pretty much straight-line wind, or close.
When you can hear the wind howling into the mic. You know, that's with a wind screen on the mic still getting
exactly
through there.
So, yeah, it was big time, and it's interesting to hear him because I think everybody is a little bit different when, you know, something special like that has happening, you know, how they want to be approached or not at all, you know, like sitting in the dugout. Do you want to talk about it? Do you not? You know, do you want to get up and give a high five? Everybody's a little bit different. And sometimes it can be different from inning to inning, you know?
Yeah.
The closer you get, the harder it is. So good for him. Great day.
Yeah, Brad Hill actually said he didn't realize until about the 7th or the 8th inning.
Yeah, I read that. I read that quote. I thought that was pretty interesting too.
Here is just a little bit from Brad Hill on what he thought of Parker Rigler's effort.
Phenomenal effort today out of him. I mean, those guys were like on a roll. I mean, they're swinging the bats, and, you know, some guys had a lot of success. They were hitting them around like nothing the last 2 days, and Parker really came out, established himself, great composure throughout the whole game, you know, made his pitches, had to make his pitches. So just, like I said, congratulations to him.
And I will throw out, too, Parker Rigler brought up Josh Rolette as catcher. Josh Rolette's a young guy, second year in the program, and last year it was Tyler Moore that was the catcher. This is really his first year being the everyday catcher for the most part for K-State, with a little Connor Rule mixed in there as well. So that's a good sign, you know, to see that they're starting to develop some chemistry like that too, with Rolette being the guy now.
No doubt, and it does take some time to develop that type of chemistry. There's no question about that, and I think that's one of the advantages that usually what happens is if you see a successful team in the game of baseball, generally speaking, you're going to have, you know, timely hitting, pretty darn good pitching, and a catcher that knows how to handle those guys. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All came together for Parker Rigler and K-State. You'll have, by the way, five chances to see him at home this week. They're going to play Northwestern State on Tuesday and Wednesday, 3 o'clock start times for those, and then this weekend, Friday through Sunday, they have UC Riverside coming in. And 3-2-1, I believe, for the start times there, if you want to see the Wildcats. So get out and support them right now. They're off to a 9-2 start with a win over a top-five team under their belt as well, and now a no-hitter for Parker Rigler. Coming up at 5:10, we'll talk with Laird Veach, K-State's acting athletics director, here on Wildcat Insider. But when we return, the K-State women win one game and then get bounced by Baylor, the Big 12 tournament. We'll check where they're at in bracketology. Plus, this isn't surprising at all, but Jordan Willis tore it up at the Combine over the weekend. This is Wildcat Insider.